And let's continue with music. I'm going to Kenya. And we're going to hear some sounds from a woman who goes by the name Agoya Ningo. Her actual name is Anastasia Alosh. Born on the Kenyan shores of Lake Victoria. And coming from a family of singers and orators who practice social messages and commentators. Often referred to by the locals as dodo singers, similar to a griot in Africa. She started very early age and became very popular, and so the youngest of the family members. She was given the name Agoya Ningo, or the Priced One. And it's a style of music, very personal music that you don't really hear out of that local area, and possibility of dying out. Fortunately, it's been recorded and we can hear some of it. So we're going to hear from Agoya Ningo in the tune Jawa Odanjo Ngoma.
this way, man.
Nobody.
Noticed that song was going to stop earlier. There was something wrong with that one. Well, that was part of Democrest Wanin Adobat. I have to figure out what happened to that. That's off the new CD called Kedel or Kedal. Before that, there was some music out of Tunisia from the group Bagu 08 off the new CD Targ, mixing some of the sounds from the Tunisian mountains and sounds from North and South Tunisia. And we heard the tune Mikai from them. Oops, excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong one. Chek El Qatar was the name of the tune. By the way, you can see the track list by going to WRIR.org and click the link under the Motherland Influence is what you're listening to right now. We come to you every Sunday of African, Latin, Caribbean sounds, mostly African. Before that, more African sounds from a newer artist, Soul Bangs. He spells his last name, B-A-N-G, apostrophe S. Soul Bangs, and the tune Mikai off his Cosmopolite CD. Before that, Makumba, I believe based in Zimbabwe. Their new CD, Luyando, and the tune Mahole. They tour pretty often in the U.S. Might be able to catch them this summer. And then we start out in Kenya with Agoya Ingo and the Dodo Woman's Group, and the tune Jawa on Danjo Egoma off the new CD on Monday. All right. Let's see, I've got to rearrange since that tune didn't work out. Hey, let's go to Colombia. Andrew Tropica is Colombian, aren't they? David? Andrew Tropica, Colombian, I think.
Andrew Tropica?
Yeah, Andrew Tropica. I think they are. Think so. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
I'm guessing that anyway because they're doing a tune called Bogota.
Thank you. Hey, this is DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WIR.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio's Graybeard, finishing up this half hour, about to turn it over to Dolly. But first, let you know you just heard from one of my favorite artists, one of the few people who I can pick up a record, a LP, CD, cassette, or whatever, and without hearing it, just buy it and know it's going to be good. That's Fruko Esutesos, Fruko, great bassist, and part of the... a studio band at Disco Fuentes in Colombia back in the 70s, 60s, the 70s, and 80s, and probably still going. Came to Richmond a few years ago, a surprise visit. That's Descarga Fruko off of a release of some of his older music, El La Memoria del Muerto, on Vampy Soul label. And before that, Andrea Tropica out of Colombia, the tune Bogota off the new one, Abale Bacanero. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Dowdy.
Okay, and I'm going to take us back to Cabo Verde with a group called Finanzón, which had a LP that came out years ago, 1990, something called Funaná. Not all the music on the album is Funaná, but this is a good one. We're going to play a track off of this LP called, what's it called? It's called Panan Soldado. Thank you.
Tracy. ça. C'est le moment.
Saddam, Saurul. Hey, Sashov, Saurul, Saddam. Hey, Sashov, Saurul, Saddam.
right. Thanks for listening to the Motherland Influence today. That last track was Maki Ason from Cameroon, the song Yigbe from an LP called La Censure Bloc. Before that, Otora Olipi from Cote d'Ivoire, song Sherry Elizabeth. Before that, the International Halal, the Hamed Gazanga from Chad, the song Koise from the LP Les Jaloux Saboteurs. And before that, Fina Son from Cote d'Ivoire, from Cabo Verde. Stay tuned for Music Could Talk. In the background, we got some Awilo Longomba for you.